We spoke last time about the creation of time, the concept of time philosophically according to halacha. We spoke about tshuva. We're going to be coming back to that as we begin the second half of Ish Halacha, which is called Koach HaYotzer Shebo, man's creative capacity. We're going to start in the Hebrew in Besoda Yechid Vayachan on page 144, which corresponds, if you have the English, to page 99. Ish halacha hu ish hamitgagea liyitzira ulchidush. Halachic man longs for creativity. Limud haTorah pirusho, how does he understand the concept and the goal of the study of Torah? Chidushei Torah. And that famous phrase, Kudsh Brichu Chodi, the Almighty God cherishes Pilpula Doraisa. The phrase Pilpula Doraisa refers to Al Tikra Pipula El Chidusha. Almighty God, as it were, rejoices in Chidushei Torah, creative, novel insights into the Torah. HaChidush Eino Mitzumtzam Rak B'Tchum HaIyun. But this next sentence in the Rav is critical because it sets the pattern for everything we're going to do tonight. And that is that the concept of Chidush is not limited to the area of study, of theoretical conceptual analysis. El mitpashetu gam l'tchum hama'asi. But rather it enters into, extends beyond the theoretical, into the boundaries of action, holam ha'reali, having an impact on the world as we know it. Mas'at nafsho shel ish halacha, the fervent desire of the man of halacha, he lachzot b'milui p'gimat ha'briyah. Here I think the Rav is paraphrasing from a phrase that we use for Kiddush HaLevana. Ish halacha prays and desires and longs for the replenishment of the p'gima, not in this case the p'gima, the deficiency in the moon, but rather in the bria itself, in creation itself. In the process of creation, there's some built-in p'gima, so to speak, an incompleteness, a lack of perfection. And this is what man, halachic man, desires to perfect. Shetistagel leholam ha'ideali. There's a lack of balance, or a lack of hat'ama, what we call. There's no conformity between the ideal world and the real world. V'tegashem b'kirba et ha'yitzira ha'yoter mu'ula v'nedara. He longs for the realization in the midst of this created world, for the reality of the most glorious of creations, namely the ideal halacha. Chalom ha'yitzira hi ha'idea ha'merkazit b'todato shel halacha. What plays the central role in the dream, the vision of the man of halacha, idiat chashivut adam b'tor shutaf l'kodesh baruch hu b'maaseh breishit. So the desire of halachic man in seeing the complete perfection of the creation is to achieve the goal, which is that the real world conform with the ideal world of halacha, the most exalted world, the world of ideal halacha, to actualize that world halacha in its midst. You'll recall that in the beginning, in the first section of Ish Halacha, early on, the Rav had spoken about the fact that Ish Halacha, in his creativity, in his conceptual understanding and analysis, is focused completely on the theoretical, the perfect ideal world that he constructs for himself. But here, the Rav is moving on to the flip side, and that is the real world, the practical world. And here in this context, man desires to become a partner with God in the act of creation. And this is a central idea. Man becomes a yotzer olamot. Bechol magamot hayadut. When we study the goals of the Jewish religion, and we focus on its longings, its dreams, its vision, mitgalemet kmiha, we see embodied in its longing, zu, liyitzira l'chidush pnei olam, the renewal of the cosmological universe. And the Rav says the following, V'im anu danim lefamim al matarat ha-matarot shel ha-yadut, the concept of teleology, the purpose of all creation and all man's actions, from a Jewish perspective, al atilos shel halacha b'chol givuneh v'giluyeh, the goal or aim of the halacha in all its multitude and its manifestations, asur lanu la'siach dat, Meha Amur Bazeh, we should not forget that which is so critical. Ki Machzeh Plaim, this wondrous spectacle, Shel Yitzirat Olamot, of creation of worlds, Hu Chazon Achrit Hayamim, this is the vision of the end of days, V'gishum Kol HaTikvot Ba'olamo Shel Yisrael, and is the manifestation, the realization of all the hopes in the world of the Jewish people. So what the Rav is establishing here in the practical side is that man become a partner with God in the act of creation to perfect the world. The world in and of itself is imperfect, even as it was created. Ishalach has this fervent, burning desire, this dream, which will only be realized at the end of days, that the ideal world of Halacha become a reality when this physical concrete world will be perfected. This is the realization of all the hopes of the Jewish people as expressed through halacha. Halacha ro'a b'chol ha-Torah kula gufei dinim v'ikrei halachot. The Rav is going to present here a thesis that the story of creation at the very beginning of the Torah, like all the other stories in the Torah, is halacha. It's gufei dinim. These are basic laws, ikrei halachos, fundamental halachic principles. Gam sipurei haTorah ba'u likvo halacha ledorot. This is very difficult. We usually separate the Torah into categories. As part of the Torah is halacha, is horah, and part of the Torah is sipurim, is stories, testimonies, events that took place, histories. No. All the events, even divine events, that are transmitted, that are recorded in the Torah, are halachot. They are halachic principles. And in order to, how shall I say, emphasize this, the Rav invokes a statement in the Bereishis Rabbah in the Medrash that's very familiar to us. Rashi brings it down in the Chumash. Yofesi chosam shel avdei ha'avos. How important and wonderful are the conversations of the servants of the Avos. He's referring to, the Medrash is referring to Eliezer, Eved Avram, mitorosam shel habanim. They're even more important than the Torah, the halacha of the children. And the Rav points out that parshato shel Eliezer, shnayim v'gimel dapim, there are two or three columns in the Torah which record and repeat over and over the statements and the interchange between Eliezer and Besuel. And yet, Sheretz, if you talk about the status of a reptile, which is Migufe Torah, which is certainly an essential basic part of Halacha, the Ein Damo Metameh Kibsaro, in the very fundamental Halacha, that the blood of a Sheretz is not Metameh Kibsaro, is derived not from a pasuk in Chumash, el mi ribuy mikra, from some ribuy, some drasha, from some extra word in the Torah. So the Medrash is comparing and contrasting sichasam shel avdei ha'avos with torasam shel banim. Ein b'torasenu af os achas oniv echod levatola. Not one phrase, not one letter in the Torah is superfluous. Bechol tag v'tag, every letter and every crown on every letter is meant deliberately to reveal Gufei Torah Tluya, to allude to basic principles of Halacha, Ubechal Os Va'os, Misamros Netuim Shal Halacha, Masmeros means nails, Netuim are knocked in, Shal Halacha L'maisa L'doros, of practical Halacha for all generations, Mibreshes Bara Adachasima, and from the opening of the Torah, the story of creation, until the conclusion of the Torah, every word is authoritative and teaches halacha. Ad hachativa, until its very end. Malea ugdusha, it's complete, replete. He bechukim umishpatim mitzos v'dinim. Chachmei asod roim b'toraseinu remozim v'rozei olam. The Balei HaKabbalah see in the Torah, in every word, in every letter, mysteries and secrets of the world. Chidot v'talumot kol chai. Riddles of creation. Nistaros. Secrets. Maisa Merkava, which is referring to the Nevuah of Yechezkel, or Maisa Breishis. Chachmei Halacha, what do they see? The Halachic greats in every letter of the Torah. Gufei Halachos. Ikarim, Masim, Dinim, practical principles and laws, Pkudos, directives, Chukim, statutes. We have the principle of Maisa Avos Simila Bonim. The Ramban, in his Pirush on Lech Lecha, expands on this principle that anything that occurred, that befell to the Avos, is a sign that determines the history of the Bonim of the children. V'simon zeh, and that simon, which gives us a view, a vision, or a perspective on the future. Shulchazon atid ma'aveh halacha kfua, this constitutes a halacha. Ish halacha go'eh b'chol yi'ud, any divine promise, chovat hitkashmuto, man is charged with the obligation to bring about the fulfillment of any divine promise in the Torah. B'chol avtocha, norma misuyemet, is a specific norm that's inherent in every single divine promise in the Torah. B'chol chazon achrit hayamim, any vision, the eschatological vision of the end of days. Mitzvah ledorot is a command for all generations, and we must participate in the realization of the prophecy recorded in the Tanakh. Gam sichatam shel avadim, even the conversations of the servants of the avos. Gam nisyonot avot, the trials and tribulations faced by the avos. For example, Avram Avinu, as you know, is tested 10 times. Gam goralam shel shvatim, also the fate of the tribes of Israel. All this, according to the Ramban, is melamdim es habonim Torah mitzvos, are meant to teach Torah and mitzvos. Ein sichatam shel avdei avot ela Torah Tam Shel Banim. There's no difference, therefore, between the conversations of the servants and the Torah, the Halacha of the sons. Ein Bein Sichat El Yezla Partashat Hasheretz El Shezu Shnayim V'Gimel Dapim V'Zu Parsha Ktzora. Uksha Torah Hericha B'Briyat Olam. Now let's apply this logic that everything incorporated in the Torah, all the visions, all the promises, all the stories, are part of Gufei Halacha. They tell you practically how to live your life. They obligate us to see through the realization of these prophecies. And the Torah, at its very outset, speaks at great length and describes creation of the world. Sipra lanu al asiyas shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzvaam. What sense do we make out of this? After all, we understand so little about the story of creation. So what practical message inheres in the story of Bereishis? Lo bala galos sodos cosmogonidium, cosmogonic secrets. It's not revealing secrets for Raziola, metaphysium, metaphysical mysteries. That's not what we're interested in. We can't even comprehend them. They're beyond our understanding. Bereishis is telling us how to live our lives. It's telling us some principle that has practical import. And what does this mean? And here, if you're following in the English,
We're at the bottom of page 100. Parshat Maaseh Bereishit, he parshat halacha kvuah ledorot shegufei Torah klulim ba, kmo parshas Mishpatim, parshas Kedoshim. He mentions, he refers to two of the parshios in the Torah that have the greatest amount of halacha in them, of gufei Torah, hardcore practical principles of halacha, and so too Bereishit doesn't fall short of that. Im haTorah patcha et Megilat haYetzirah lifnei haAdam, if Torah went out of its way to narrate the entire story of the creation of heaven and earth, as halacha achat muchachat mibida zu, then we must derive one halacha from mida zu, this approach, meaning the Torah's engaged in presenting the process of creation. And what is that halacha? What halacha is inherent in the tale of creation? And we are meant to derive this halacha. And the answer is, chayav hu, man is obligated, lit asek, to involve himself, to dedicate himself, be yitzirah v'chidush abriyah, to the creation and the renewal of the cosmos. And the Rav in his footnote refers here to the Rashi at the beginning of the Torah, Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo Yitzchak LaHaskel Satol Michodesh Zelachem, that Yitzira itself is also part of the practical halacha of Achodesh Zelachem. Lo Lechinam Yodat HaYadut Al Dvar Sefer Yitzira. Here the Rav is going to make a big deal about a book called Sefer Yitzira, which is attributed to Avraham Avinu. And this is not something lechinam of insignificance. Hametupalbo, what is dealt with in that book, even though none of us have read that book, but someone who does master that book, viodo, and knows it, yachol livro olamot ulchacharivam, he can master the possibility of imitating God and creating worlds and destroying them. That's phenomenal. And this is all based on a sugya in Sanhedrin. Rava says in Sanhedrin, Iboy, if they only desired to, tzaddiki, the righteous, bari almin, they could create worlds. Shanemar, invoking a pasuk in Yeshaya, Rava says, ki im avanoseichem hayum avdilim b'neichem v'vein elokeichem. The only difference between man and God, meaning God is a creator and man, is the avonos. Rashi says, Im lo hoyu bahem avonos, ein kan avdola. And Rav, in fact, bara, in Ishma, Rav created a man, Rav Chanina v'Rav Oshia, haviyasvi, kol mali shabsi, v'yaskim sef yitzira. They would dedicate themselves every Friday afternoon to study this book of Yitzira, the book of creation. And what did they do? Mivrei lu, they created some sort of a calf, an agola, one-third grown. It sounds like some of the stuff the biologists are doing today. Clearly, it means that man has the capacity to be a creator. See hashleimut ha-musarit va'adatit, the pinnacle of one's, if he expands his achievement to reach its capacity, in an ethical and religious perfection, lagi elav hu adam b'tor yotzer. Man aspires to become a creator. And here we're in the Hebrew, page 147, towards the bottom of page 101, not the very bottom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kshebarat olamo hiniach makom liitzur yadav. God, in the process of creation, left a window of opportunity for man, the handiwork of God, lishtatef b'yitzirato, to complete and partner with God in creation. I don't know, the Rav adds the word ke'ilu. I'm not sure what he means. Is it the same as kaviyachol? It's not clear, as we'll soon see later. The Rav, in a footnote, vacillates about this part, whether it was inherent in creation itself that the created world and the reality be impaired, imperfect, or it was the result of man's actions later. But the way the Rav presents it here, it seems to be that in creation itself, this was a deliberate decision on the part of Almighty God to leave the world bipgam, imperfect. Kidesha basar vedam, the purpose is that man mortal man yimale et pgimatav yishchalala. Milashon shichlul. Shichlul means to make it more sophisticated, more perfect. Man is called upon to repair the flaws in the created world. Elokim masarat hamistorin shel habriya, sefer hayetzira. God gave the mysteries which are encompassed in the Sefer Yetzira to man, lo bak l'shem iyud bilvad. This is not just a theoretical study. El l'shem hamshachat ma'aseh ha-yetzira, to continue and extend the process of creation. Ukshevin Avraham. The Rav here is quoting directly, verbatim, from the Sefer Yetzira. I don't know exactly how the Rav has this in his repertoire. Don't ask me that question. Kshevin Avraham v'tsar v'chakak v'tsaraf. When Avraham finally comprehended the Yetzira, v'tsar, and he fashioned, v'chakak, and he engraved, v'tsiref, and he attached, v'yotzar, created, v'chakar, and he declared chakiris, he investigated, v'chashav, and he grasped the also v'yodo, he understood, he grasped the secret of creation. Nigle alav Adona kol, the Lord of everything, Master of the universe, revealed himself to Avraham. Maybe this is the story in the Medrash. This parallel is the story in the Medrash of Hitzitzol of Bala Bira. The Karo Oavo, and he called Avraham, Oavo, my beloved, v'karatlo brigit bein eser etzbaot, and he established a covenant with Avraham Avinu. To udat ha'adam, and following in the footsteps of the Sefer Yetzira, it is the task of man, litzar lachkok litzaref litzar lafoch et harikanut shebiyeshut, to convert the emptiness inherent in existence, lahavaya meshuchlelet umikudeshet, to convert it into some sort of a perfect holy existence, shetzirufei shemot HaKadosh Baruch Hu charutim ba. And here in the English, he says it bears the imprint of the divine names of God, meaning that somehow the Sefer Yetzirah gives man the ability to utilize and implement the divine names of God for the purpose of creation. And now the Rav speaks about the concept of Tov Vavo, which is also very high profile at the very beginning of the Torah in the story of creation. Arutz haita Tov Vavo choshkal p'nei tahom, v'yomer Elokim yihi or v'yihi or v'yavdel Elokim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. Vayikra Elokim la'or yom v'la'choshech kara laila. Yehi rakia betoch ha'mayim. V'hi mavdil bein mayim l'mayim. Yikavu ha'mayim itachas ha'shamayim. Let the waters gather from underneath the heavens. Al makom echad. V'tere'eh ha'yabashan, and the dry land, the earth will appear. Vayikra Elokim liyabasha eretz ulemikvei hamayim karya yamim vechulei, etc., etc. The Rav sees in this Tov Vavo and Choshech story, and the Vayihi Or that comes in its aftermath, the fundamentals of what man is called upon to do because of the nature of the created universe. Kishachakak HaKadosh Baruch Hu vegalaf et haolam, when God engraved and carved out this world, lo bitel legamrei et ha-tov vavo. He didn't completely eradicate the void and the chaos of the world. Et ha-tahom, the deep, et ha-chosh, the darkness. Mirshut yitzirato. He didn't completely undermine it, negate it from the reshut, the domain of his creation. Ela hivdil bein ha-havaya shleima v'ha-meshuchlelet v'en kochot ha-shlila. He simply separated the world into two. There was the existence that's perfect, that is complete, and then there's the other side, the flip side, the dark side. These are the kochos, the forces of shlila, of negation, of confusion, of irbuvia, of turmoil. The kavah b'neim gvulos olam, he set cosmic boundaries to separate the two. V'chukot ha-netzach, and eternal laws to separate and keep them apart. Hare ha-yadut hechriza al yisod ha-yitzira shal ha-yesh min ayin ha-mukhlat. It is one of the fundamentals of Judaism,
One of the principles of the faith that's affirmed by our religion, that God created the world out of absolute nothingness, yesh me'ayin muchlat, v'yim ken gam tov v'vo, gam tahom, gam chosh, gam efes. Even this nothingness, relative, notzvu al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are created by the world, by God, lifnei b'riyat ha'olam ha'mesudar, before the creation of this orderly, yafeh, beautiful, nedar, majestic world as we know it. And therefore, the Gemara is going to tell us, correction, the Medrash is going to tell us about Rabbi Gamliel in his very sharp response to one philosopher, philosoph, Echad Sha'alis Rabbi Gamliel. And he said to Rabbi Gamliel, Amalei, Tzayar Gadol Hu Elokeichem, your God is a great artist. He utilized materials that were already in existence, chas v'sholom, to create the world. Tovo, choshech, ruach, mayim, tahomos. He used the waters and the darkness and the chaos and the void to create. Omar lo, Rav Gamliel responds, tipach rucho dahu gavro. Let the spirit, or perhaps even the atzomos, I don't know what the girs is, the bones of that person, meaning that apikorsish philosopher, be blasted. Kulon ksiv ben bria. The pasuk testifies that everything was created. Tov avo was created. Shenemar. And here Rav Gamliel invokes a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, Perk Mem Hei, Osa Sholom Vresakol. And then it says, Yotzer Or Vore Choshech, in the same pasuk. So obviously God created Ra, which is Tov Avohu. He created Choshech. He created Ruach. And this we see in a pasuk in Amos, Perik Dalet, Ruach Ki Hine Yotzer Horim Uvore Ruach. God created the Ruach. So when it says Ruach Elokim Rachefes Alpanei Amoyim, that too is a creation. Tahomos, the deep. And here Rav Gamliel invokes the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Ches, "Piyayin Tahomos Chololti." I created the Tahomos. I created the deep. Let's see how in English he translates this. Out of nothing, I carved out the deep. Oh, this he quotes from a pasuk in Mishlei. Kol Eila Samamonim Shel Ha Milifnim. All these materials that existed before the universe as we know it, Nivru, were created by God, Kedelis Kayim, and they were meant to exist. This was the deliberate intention of God, Ulihi Matze, and to be somewhere in the universe, B'toch Olam Atzmo, to be found. Lo lechinam bram, they weren't created for naught. Lo sheves betoch hayitzur yitzaram, God created them with the deliberate intention that they should dwell in the cosmos. As we'll soon see, the antidote to these primordial materials of darkness, of chaos, is the creative power of man. Etanea efes hayachasi chorgim mizgoroteyam miperek leperek. Fascinating idea here that the Rav presents. These forces of efes, of nothingness, relative nothingness, chorgim, they exceed mi mizgoroteyam, their bounds, they go beyond their bounds from time to time. Rotzimem litparetz, they have sort of like a movement, a momentum to them, and they desire to burst forth. Mitoch kevlei hamishmat, to break out of their obedience, to be rebellious. Sheitel lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasliyer et olam l'tov v'vo. There's a constant force within the universe, within the cosmos, that desires to bring the world back to its original state of chaos and void. V'rak chok, it's only law, which was impacted by God into the universe. Otzer ba'adam, it prevents them. V'chosem et haderech l'vivim, and bars the way in front of them. V'chok, and this law, I mean, I think here the word, the Rav is referring to the word chok, sharsho, its root, is chet kuf kuf, which means
Chatzav, Nakav, Rosham, he engraved it, he carved it, Pirusho, it means Chakikas Gvul, the carving out of a boundary, Hatzavat Siunim, the setting up of markers, Ukviat Chumim Yuchadim, to establish special domains, Hamavdilin Bein Havayala Ayin, to separate nothingness from existence, Bein Hayitzirala Tohu, between creation and void, Bein Abriala Efes, between that which is, exists, and that which is not, is nothingness. And here the Rav invokes the Pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Ches. This is a very difficult Pasuk. We'll try our best to understand it. The Pasuk says the following. The Pasuk starts with the word Bechino, but the key words of the Pasuk is Bechuko Chug Al Pnei Tahom. In other words, he, with a capital H, carved a chok, which is called a chug. Chug is a circle. Al pnei tahom, on the face of the deep. So there's the Rav has in the Ish Halacha equation here between chok, chug, and gvul. He says the following, Ad chakika zu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishtarat hayishut ha'ontit ha'meshuchlelet v'hashlema. It means the perfect and complete being, ontic being, ontic refers to being, extends until what? Ad chakika zu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until this divinely carved out boundary, that's how far it extends. But mikan v'elf, beyond this boundary, tahom. So there's a divinely carved out boundary, and beyond that boundary, that boundary delineates that which is the perfect being, the sophisticated being, but beyond that boundary is tahom, is tov avo, is choshech, is efes, is that which is mechusar tzura v'diyukan. It's completely devoid of any image or any substance. Now, if you're following me in the English, we're in the middle of page 103, in the Hebrew on the bottom, page 148. Bram, ha'ayin ha'yachasi, this, what we call nothingness, zomeim ra, it has a plan, it plots, like Adam Zomim, to do evil. Ha'tahom choresh amal v'aven, it devises plans to initiate evil. Ha'tov avo orvim, or vim means they lie in ambush, b'simtaot, in the alleyways, afelot, the dark alleyways shel ha'metziut, of reality, u'metachninim l'ka'akea et ha'yishut ha'muchletet, and they desire to undermine the absolute being, l'chalel, to desecrate ziv i'uknan shel ha'yitzur, the beautiful image of creation. And here the Rav invokes a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Dalid, Tahom kilavush kisito al harim ya'amdu mayim min garotecha yenusun min kol ramcha yechafezun. In the English, he translates, thou didst discover, cover it with the deep as with a vesture. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the sound of thy thunder they hastened away. And here the Rav quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. He says, Besumo liyam choko lemayim, uchok chuko umayim, lo yavru piv bechuko mosdeorets. He assigned to the sea its limits so that the waters might not transgress his command when he carved out the foundations of the earth. Apostle Mishlei Perek Ches. And the Rav describes in dramatic terms what went on over here. Hatahom rotzel farek mi'alav et ol shalachok. That thing called Tahom in the deep has a desire to break through the world and destroy its laws, its limitations, which were set out by Almighty God. La'avar et ha'gvul v'et ha'chug, to pierce beyond the limit and the boundary, she'itziv, which God had set up, v'chakak borei olam, u'latzif tevel umlo'o. And it seeks to inundate the world umlo'ah and the fullness thereof. However, what stops these forces? It's the rebuke of Almighty God. As the Rav says so beautifully, Garato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who nas achor migarato, it flees in retreat because of the rebuke of Almighty God, min kolo, from His, capital H, voice, the sound of His voice, v'ra'amo nehedaf, and as a result of the thunder of His voice, it is driven back, v'nechpaz l'ma'oroto, ma'orota efes, and it goes back into its, so to speak, its place of nothingness. So what does Judaism see? What does a Jew see when he looks at the waves of the ocean breaking upon the shore? Mar'e yam nirgash galim v'necholim. What he sees here, so a river go ashim et nakshim v'nishbrei yam b'chof misalmim. These all, these raging waves beating up upon the shores and breaking, are a symbol l'todaat hayadut, to the consciousness of the Jew. A symbol of what? Of hit avkut, some sort of a struggle. Of tov avoim hayitzirah, of chaos and void and creation. Riv, a quarrel between hatahom, the deep, imikaron hasdirut, with a quarrel between the deep and the principles of order, umilchama, and a battle, a conflict between erbuvia and chok. There's a confrontation between the law and confusion. And here we turn in the English to page 104, if you'll follow me on the top, page 104. Kochama mistori shel hachok v'hagvul, this mysterious power of law and order that sets a boundary, that God had implanted into creation, it appeared in a very profound way in the awesome vision of Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael of David HaMelech, b'tofa'at hiv'it shel chalifat hazramas tivut. That was what he saw when he beheld the flow of the sea, which we know is caused by the gravitational pull of the sun, the moon, the rotation of the earth. He says, Ge'ot hayam v'shefel hamayim, the sea at high tide and at low tide, hofil b'chol. He says, let's read it in the English, it's a little bit easier. The sea at high tide and the sea at low tide appeared in their whirl of colors as symbolic elemental process. Elemental meaning referring to the original creation, as a bewitching spectacle of an eternal clash of forces. It is though the sea at high, rushing to meet the shore, desires to destroy the boundary and the law. The disorder of the primordial forces of chaos and confusion, designed to cleave asunder the perfect and exquisitely chiseled creation and lay it waste. Only the mighty strength of the law of the Almighty bars the path before them, before the path of the waves, and shatters it. And the Rav concludes this section, which is on the bottom of page 149 in the Hebrew, the Pasuk in Tehillim Peites, Ata Moshel Begeus Hayam Bishov Galov Atot Shabrem. When the waves arise, you break them, you shatter them. And here the Rav quotes a sugya in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yonason Bishah Shekara David Shitin, an unbelievable story in the Gemara. David was digging deep down because he wanted to find a basis for establishing the foundations of the Migdash, the Beis HaBechir in Yerushalayim. B'shah shekara David Shitin, when he dug these pits, Tahoma, Kafa Tahoma, something from the Tahoma arose, Ubayla Mishtfe Alma, and threatened to inundate the world. Kosef Shema Chaspa, he inscribed the name of God, the holy name of God, onto a piece of pottery, Vishadi L'Tahoma, the Nochas Tahoma. And he threw it down, according to Gemara in Sukkah, it's also in Makkos Yud Aleph, and somehow he was successful and the deep subsided. But now, The Rav quotes a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. The Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin gives us a lot more information here about the frightening nature of this confrontation between David and the Tahom itself. V'chein atamotze b'shah sheba David lachfar talmiyusim shel beit hamikdash chafar eser mavin. David digs 15 amos down deep in order to reach the center of the universe. V'lo ishkach tahoma, that wasn't enough. He couldn't reach the tahom. Lo eshkach tahoma. Ubisofa, at the end of the story, ishkach chad otzis, he found a broken piece of pottery. Uboim ikimta, and he tried to lift it up. Amalei, and now this piece of pottery speaks symbolically, metaphorically, to David and says, "Les at yachil, you don't have the power to do it." Well, maybe you're not allowed to do it. Amalei, David says, "Lama, why not? What's the problem?" Amalei dinat tacha kavish al tahoma. Okay, the language of the Yerushalmi is very difficult. We'll see it in the English translation. This piece of pottery sent unto David, it is I who am restraining the deep. Amalei umin emas at chacha. And from whence are you here? Notice, how long have you been here? Amalei, the piece of pottery answered, min shata de eshma rachmana kol besin anoche shem elokecha. What happened is that when God began the Aseres HaDibros and declared Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which we heard mipi Agvura, Rada Ara, the entire earth shook, it trembled. Vishkias, and it began to sink. Vana Yoiv Hocha Kovish Al Tahoma. And I was placed here in order to restrain the Tahom from coming up. Afagav, and David HaMelech, despite this, Lo Shamalei didn't listen to him, came unto Remia as soon as he lifted it up. This piece of pottery, Solik Tahoma, the deep arose, Ubay Mitfa Alma, and it sought to inundate the world. And this is Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin on Chavtes Amid Aleph. Atahom, Misave Lifrotz, this is a very dramatic Yerushalmi, we have to see the other part of the Yerushalmi, B'li Neder. Atahom, Misave Lifrotz, is Geder Achok, it's the desire of the deep to burst out of its enclosures, of its restraint, by the law of God. Ulevakea est chume hayitzira hamisuderes, and to shatter all of the orderly creation. Et talicha kosmi, the entire process of creation, of the cosmos, of the created world, that's minhago shel olam, the regular, structured, natural order of the universe. Lachziram le'efes lion. So the Tahom wants to bring the entire world back into nothingness, into desolation, into void. Lishmama v'reikonus antit, to desolation, to emptiness. Baram, however, it is held back. Nechazu atahom, the Tahom is held back by the grip of chok, of the mighty law and its principles. And here the Rav, which I indicated earlier in his footnote, has a clarity as a hakira whether or not the negativism and the desire of the negative side of being to undermine creation, is this something that existed from the time of creation, or was it generated by man's sin? And the Rav has a bunch of sources in Erevin, in Bracious Rabbah, to show that there seems to be a division of opinion. But the Rav says that what he's presenting here is irrelevant to that debate, because everybody agrees, no matter when this ability or force of nothingness came into being, it is something that exists in reality. Kol Sifruta Kabbalah, says the Rav, the entire literature of Sod mutbat b'chotamash machshav azu is imbued with this idea. You'll find this idea throughout the Kabbalah. It's called by different names. Sometimes it's called Sitra Achra, the other side, Klipos, these are the husks. in the Kabbalah of the Ari. Klipa is a major concept, talks about the explosion at the time of the creation of the world. Tahoma Rabba, the mighty deep. We have Neshia, Tzia, Arka, Malachi Chavola. These are all terms that we don't understand. Some sort of power or force of destruction, angels of destruction. Toldin the Tohu, the offspring of chaos. All of these, Mesamnim, they symbolize Et Tchum HaTohu Varekaniyut. That domain of Tohu, of chaos, of void, of emptiness, of the deep. Et Reshut HaEfes, the domain of nothingness, Mishulal Partsuf, which has no image, no structure. The Rav here quotes in the footnote a long piece from the Zohar. Vishur Koma Hanel Chomim, and all these do battle. Bahavayam Afu Eret, with the glorious existence, Sheziviki Kiyunan Shal Shechinah Chofef Aleha, which the image of the Divine Presence envelops, and they all want to destroy it, undermine it. Baram Hashkafa Zuha Mekifat Machshavat HaYadut Kechut HaSikra Eina Rak Emda Iyunit Mistorit El Ikaron Maasi Shimushi Yisod Musari Hilchati. And we should understand that this view, this perception of the powers of nothingness to undermine creation, the pagam and the vulnerability of the created world to these forces that are there in potential, they lurk in the darkness, they're waiting to break out of the law and to destroy and inundate the world. This is not just, says the Rav, emda yunit mistorit, some sort of conceptual, theoretical understanding, a notion that belongs to theory and mystery, but rather ikaron musari hilchati, it's a fundamental ethical principle, halachic principle. And how man is called upon, in what way, to implement the halakha and to perfect the universe, defend it, to guard over the universe. The Rav is going to call him in the next piece, Omeid ala Mishmar, that man is called to stand on guard over the pure existence created by God. And again, the Rav is going to use that term, Lashlimit habagam shebemaaseh breishis, to somehow replenish the deficiency in the created being, the world itself, how man will face that. I mean, I'm going to leave you with that question in mind, sort of leave you in hanging a little bit with a dramatical flair. And that's going to be the subject of the entire next section of the Rav's presentation here in Ish Halacha, with a very, very long, extensive footnote, half of which is in Yiddish. That's footnote number 102 in the Hebrew, and Belinetta will pick that up next week. Thank you very much.